Hello.
Hi, this is Peyton with Health Insurance. I'm looking to talk with Kim.
This is Kim. How can I help you?
Hi, Kim. I know you don't know me, but I just wanted to say welcome to the company.
Thank you so much. I am very excited.
Yeah, I heard you interviewed with Rob last week, but I'm actually going to be your manager from here on out.
Oh, wow. Rob was really great and stuff, but I'm very happy to virtually meet you.
Yeah, Rob's not with the company anymore. He got caught putting a body part in the vending machine. Super embarrassing.
What?
Yeah, and it wasn't even his body part.
Oh,
Anyway,
that sounds like there's more of a story there to something like that.
it's all anyone can talk about right now. But what we want to talk about is you. You.
Okay.
And I know when you met with Rob, he spoke with you about the job description for the social media marketer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it talks about your duties, connecting with the community, and project a positive image about the company.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, throw that out the window.
What do you mean out the window? I thought the position, I'm a social media expert, so.
Okay, yeah. Look, I'm all for a few clicks and shares from our social media platforms, but I need some TikTok fire. Okay. We just need to get our company's name out there on social media. So tell me this. How quickly can you eat a bowl of pasta?
A bowl of pasta.
Yeah, the world record is 26.69 seconds, and you have to beat that.
I feel like I'm pretty confused. This is for the new position, right, at the healthcare tech company that I'm supposed to be starting, right?
Monday, yes. On your first day at work, you're going to do 90 straight days of attempting to break as many world records as possible.
I don't know if Rob discussed any of this with me.
I told you, Rob's gone. The vending machine thing. Yeah, I'm in charge now, and I got some ideas. So don't worry if you can't actually break the world records, because I'm thinking we post all the fails online. Hot fire! Okay.
Well, you definitely have a lot of great energy there, but I feel that maybe if we kind of look at what's been done and the goal of the company, maybe some of those ideas we can just tailor them maybe to fit
Okay,
in a little better.
boring. We need to think bigger. Okay, bigger girl. For example, how many piercings do you have right now?
Wow.
Are you saying a lot? Because wow to me says a lot. I mean, I want to wow them. Like, they're looking for an in-network doctor, and then we give them a girl with her ears pierced 452 times. Mind blown.
Yeah, you're blowing my mind for sure.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe not in the way that you think.
I hear you loud and clear. This is big picture stuff. Okay.
It's a little confusing to me because I'm not sure if you had a chance to speak to Rob before he left, or.
Okay, we need to get over Rob and the wing-wang and the woo-hoo. You know what happened with the vending machine. Again, he's gone. This is my show, and we are leveling up.
I think we are actually coming in this at two different points of view. I think you want me to be like your social media guinea pig, and I'm really more of a behind-the-scenes marketing strategist. So I'm not sure if it's a good
Wow.
fit because, yeah.
Wow. Like, I thought you were a young, fun person who wanted to have some fun at work.
Well, it's not the type of fun that I signed up for. This is
Okay.
not what I was looking for.
Well,
I'm
can I?
looking for,
Kim, listen to me.
I mean, you've said a lot
Kim,
today and
Kim,
stuff,
I'm
and I
trying
just.
to further your career, and I just want to let you know that about 15 years ago, yours truly was in Cabo, and a little film production called Girls Gone Wild asked me to go on camera. And guess who was famous a month later?
Congratulations.
Don't be jealous. I can hear it in your voice.
Jealous I am not, but what I am is going to have to maybe withdraw my candidacy for this position because this is actually not going to work because Girls Gone Wild is not actually on my vision board.
Kim,
I'm not looking
Kim. No, Kim,
for
listen
it.
to me.
No, I've heard you. Okay, I've heard you.
Kim, it's all a joke. Don't quit your job that you didn't start yet.
It was really nice speaking
No,
with you. I
Kim,
just.
listen, I'm not your manager. It's actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
What do you mean?
I mean, this is a prank phone call, okay? Your actual manager, Rob, he's still there. There was no vending machine incident. He and your coworkers set you up as some weird initiation to your first day at work there.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes, Kim.
Oh, my God. I was sitting here. I had tears in my eyes like, crap, I'm not going to be able to take this new job. It's crazy.
Well, word on the street is if you break that pasta world record, you're still going to get a promotion.
Oh.